Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Why is it important that our kids learn computer programming? And how is it being taught? Let's go in depth with Stephen Fife, professor of mathematics and computer science at Central College, Pella. So, Professor Fife, you're interested in teaching computer science, sounds like, from college all the way down to middle school and maybe even beyond. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm really interested in getting students in Iowa exposed to computer science at the lower levels. I mean, Iowa, as a general rule, doesn't do a lot. There's not a whole lot of computer science courses taught in the high school level in Iowa. And so students aren't exposed to it that much. And so that's one of my passions, is trying to get that exposure in to the high schools and even down into the middle schools.
When computers are everywhere, you think that, I don't know, that would give our kids an advantage in life the earlier they are exposed to computer concepts and programming, right?
Yeah, I mean, so one of the things that confuses people is they confuse computer applications and just being able to use the computer with computer science, which is really understanding how it works. And the way I'd like to equate it is, I can drive a car just fine without really being an auto mechanic. But if I know the inner workings of the car, I'm better off. And I feel like everybody being exposed to some computer science topics is going to be better off. The better they understand how the computer works, the better they're going to be as a user of the computer.
Let's say I do word processing, I do instant messaging, I do social media, I look up things on the internet, and so do kids. I mean, they're just born with that in their hands, but there's some kind of an advantage that accrues when you know more about it than like I do as just a user?
Yeah, I think so. It's sort of from becoming just a user to a power user, that if you understand some of the basic computer science topics, there's more that you can do with the computer. And it is kind of interesting. We have all these kids these days that are great at fiddling, just sort of playing on the computer, but they really don't understand really how it works. And I really believe that if they actually understood how it works, there's more power there that they could unleash.
Well, and one thing that you do to try to get the middle school students involved is you participated in a robotics camp. You had kids working on robotics, but the end goal wasn't robotics in and of itself. It was programming.
Yeah, so robotics was a tool for me that I knew that people would be interested in. And so I had a week-long summer camp for 8th through 10th graders this summer. It was mostly 8th graders, I think, that were in the camp. And that's what we focused on, was we had these robots and we programmed them. And so they wrote programs to get a robot to move around a pattern, to sense that there was a wall in front of it and stop and just do different things like that. But again, the focus for me was on the programming side of it, and the robotics was the interesting thing, the concept that got students interested in it.
The interesting thing is the kid writes the program and then the computer and then the robot moves.
Yes, yeah, they control the robot by writing the program. So they weren't with a joystick controlling the movement like they do in a video game. They actually had to write a program that controlled the movement and had the program that sensed what was happening and make the robot move and make decisions based on their program.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about kids learning computer programming with Stephen Fife, professor of mathematics and computer science at Central. Well, for most of us, we think that programming is very difficult, it's hard, it involves concepts, terminology, logic, math. It seems, you know, that you're biting off quite a bit there, but you're doing it with middle school kids in a week.
Yes, yeah. It's kind of interesting. Yes, it is hard, but on the other hand, if you think that way, and I think that's another piece that we've been losing, is people who think that way. That for people who think logically, logical thinking is not really that difficult. And that's something that we need to develop more in our students. I think that's something that we've been losing, is just sort of that logical thinking skills. And this is starting to develop that. For those students in middle school, now, these were pretty good students. They were good students that came in. But for those students, thinking logically was not that difficult for them. And I think at that lower level, if you can start developing those logical thinking skills, it's not going to be as difficult for them when they get older.
Well, and it'll have implications well beyond their computers if they can
think definitely. Logically. Yes, definitely.
So is that part of the goal, too?
Sure. This is really all a part of, you know, everybody talks about STEM these days, the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and building those sorts of skills. That's what this is a part of, is building students who have those broader logical thinking skills. And in my mind, it even goes beyond getting students involved in STEM disciplines, but I think those skills apply if I'm an English major, that if I'm studying English literature, having some logical thinking is really important.
Sure. And computer sciences, they cross-cut all disciplines, don't they? I mean, there isn't a discipline, an intellectual discipline, that doesn't involve computers and programming, is there?
You could apply it just about anywhere. Now, in some disciplines, maybe the application isn't as obvious, but an English major who is trying to study some concepts that cut across different works, if they knew a little bit about programming, they might be able to write a program that searched through thousands and thousands of pages to find similar wordings in different works. And now with that little bit of power, they have the computer do a lot more work for them, and they're able to do a lot more with what they want to do.
Every discipline. And then it's just going to be, you know, it's just increasing more and more and more. And so if our kids don't learn about programming in many jobs and in many kinds of things that they might want to do, they're going to be at a disadvantage in the future, where I didn't have to know how to program. A lot of people my generation and below didn't have to learn to program. But kids that do know are going to have an advantage.
Yes, I definitely. I think you can probably still get through life without learning how to program. There's going to be a whole lot of people who don't know how to program. But the ones that do, I think you're right, they are going to have an advantage over others as they go through life.
Well, and is there some aspect of what you do that maybe you want to build little entrepreneurs? I mean, students that are making applications and doing kinds of things that, I don't know, advance certain goals, maybe help a business, create some kind of an entertainment kind of app, maybe make some money. Is there any part of that that drives you?
Sure. I mean, that's not for everyone, but there is a creative entrepreneur aspect to programming and to computer science, and we do have a lot of our students. That's actually an area that they more and more students are going into, is the startup companies. And just a little quick plug, Des Moines is actually one of the best areas in the country for computing technology sorts of startups. They have kind of a nice incubator going there. And that we've noticed that more and more of our students who are graduating, that's the type of business that they're going into, are these small startups where they can be more creative and they can create things that are new.
Well, and aren't they calling Des Moines and maybe some surrounding communities Silicon Prairie?
Yes. Yeah, that is a term that is coming, becoming more and more more popular. And Des Moines really is an area that is popular for that these days.
Okay, and so kids that learn this stuff can go on to successful careers even locally.
Yes, definitely.
They don't have to go to California.
Exactly.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about kids learning computer programming with Stephen Fife, professor of mathematics and computer science at Central. Well, we have so many good businesses around that need programmers, right?
Yes, yes. That's one of the beliefs that has sometimes been out there, is that all these jobs are being outsourced, you know, overseas and things like that. But that's not true, that we have a growing need of people who have programming skills. And if you look at statistics that talk about the best jobs or the places where there's the most job growth, programming sorts of jobs, software development sorts of jobs are very, very high on the list, if not the number one sorts of job growth in the U.S. So, yeah, there's a huge need out there, and it's growing.
Well, I'm wondering if maybe even, let's say you work up in a managerial position, you rise to some managerial position, let's say Vermeer or Pellicor or one of our other industries around town. Maybe even if you don't program yourself, maybe you know what your programmers can do. You can bridge that.
Oh, yeah, that is another area of need, are the just the ability to communicate with technology people and to bridge it, to understand what the global needs are, and maybe not be able to program it yourself, but to see what the needs are and then be able to work with the people who can program it and get these new applications developed. So, yeah, that just the whole area of computing technology is growing, and in lots of different areas we have needs, not just programming.
Now, you say that you're going to start teaching a course in basic programming at Pella High.
We're going to experiment with that this year. It's a nice collaboration that we've got with the high schools. We've had some other courses where we've had our faculty teach a course at the high school, and we're going to try it with our introductory computer science class this spring. So I'll be teaching that class over in the high school in the spring.
Now, I guess I'm optimistic or something, but I just see students, you know, beating down the door to get in that class. Is that a reality, or is there lots of demand?
You know, at this point, I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's something that we're going to find out. I hope so. I hope there's enough information out there that the students will see it as an opportunity. But like as I said earlier, that is one area where Iowa seems to lack, and so I'm not sure at this point how much students know about computer science and the opportunities that are available. So that's something I'm curious to see what will happen. How much demand is there for this course?
Yeah, well, let's hope a lot. Yeah. Well, and you, I guess you've made a case, and a lot of your work involves teaching young people how to program, the basics of programming. How do we get it into more schools? Do you have any ideas about that?
I think part of it is getting the people, the superintendents, the people in the Department of Education, recognizing the need. But then it's also then developing the skills in the teachers. In the just nationwide, the computer science community, this is actually something that has been recognized, and there actually is a group within the Association of Computing Machinery, ACM, is the big computing organization in the country, and there's a branch of that that is really focusing on secondary education and how do we get computer science topics and computer science courses more involved in the high school. One area is with the AP course. There's the development of AP courses in computer science, and getting more of those taught in the high schools. It's a interesting question. There's no clear answers right now.
Kids are using computers all the time. They're on their phones. They're doing all kinds of apps. They're playing video games. Just got to get them that next step rather than playing and using to creating.
Yes, exactly. That is it, exactly. To be curious about how that thing that they're using actually works, and taking that curiosity and say, well, maybe I can develop something like that. That is a huge step.
Any advice for parents in encouraging their kids down these lines?
Yeah, I mean, looking for opportunities. So, as I said, you know, Iowa doesn't necessarily do a great job, but there are opportunities out there. In the Pella Middle School, they actually have a robotics course that is taught, and they don't do programming quite the way that I am doing it, but they do some things that expose students to that sort of logical thinking. And so looking for those sorts of opportunities, the summer camp that I offer, if there's a course in the school that they're in, finding out if that course exists and pushing their students to take those sorts of courses. And so just searching out those opportunities, because they do exist. Sometimes they're hard to find, but they do exist.
Well, it seems that computer science has an innate advantage, in the sense that I think sometimes with math, or with higher math, let's say calculus or geometry even, that students don't see the immediate implications for learning that. But with computers and computer science, the immediate implications of learning it are all around us.
Right. And that is something that maybe we as a discipline need to take a little bit more advantage of. And that is, students actually can do something and they can see it. And they, you know, in this class I teach with our college sophomores, it's a software development class, and they write a program that sends a message across and it pops up on another computer. And there's something very gratifying when you actually type some code in and run it, and then you see it happen, and you see it execute, and you see that message pop up on the other end. So I think as much as we can do as faculty members to sort of leverage that excitement that you do something and you see it happen, that we need to do more of that, because one of the difficult things with programming is you do lots and lots of work and there's lots of failure involved. And you have to get used to that failure in order to see the success. But you actually get to see the success, and that's what we really need to leverage and take advantage of, that when the students see the success and just really celebrate that.
Thanks to Stephen Fife for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.